Hi, I'm Aaron, and today I'm joined with our special guest, Frank Wilson, co-founder and CTO of Twisted Pixel Games. Hi there, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, well, first off, I'd like to congratulate you on the success of The Mall and the release of your second Xbox Live Arcade title, Splosion Man.
Thank you very much. It was definitely a whirlwind of games.
Yeah, Splosion Man especially, I've been playing, it's brilliant.
Yeah, thank you. We
Now,
put a. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, here at the Xbox Insider community, we're very community orientated. So I'll be asking Frank a few questions from ourselves, and then I'll be reading out some questions we've had from our community. As you were saying, Frank?
I don't remember what I was going to say. I'm sorry.
That's fine, that's fine. Okay, then, I'll get the ball rolling here then. So, Chief Technical Officer yourself and one of the co-founders at Twisted Pixel, what role do you play in the development of games?
We're a small company, so even though a CTO is kind of an executive term, I'm involved just as much as anybody else. I'm basically the primary engine programmer on both Maw and Splosion Man. So most of the back end code comes from me.
Oh, nice to know. So, you're the one that puts in the hours of grind, then, are you?
Yeah, well, we all put a lot of hours in, so I can't claim to be the only one.
Okay. So, with both your brilliant IPs, Splosion Man and The Mall, which both have brilliant humour to them, it's quite a British humour, if I might say so myself. But as you said before, you all work together. But I was going to ask, what are the driving force behind the concept for your games? Is it one person that comes up with these wacky ideas, or is it just a community effort?
Well, we all come up with the idea kind of together, but Josh Baer, our CCO, our Chief Creative Officer, he's really has a good way of getting people to open up and come up with wacky ideas and encouraging people to throw anything out there, even if it seems completely ridiculous. And that really seems to help a lot because people aren't afraid to throw out just crazy ideas like scientists exploding into meat, stuff like that.
Yeah, especially the Everybody Loves Donuts song. That was definitely not expected, but it was brilliant when it happened.
Yes, definitely. It's very
It's,
funny.
yeah. And the bit at the end with the live action video of Explosion Man, that in the credits is it's strange, but at the same time I could not stop laughing whilst watching it.
Yep, that's what we're going for. I mean, we the day we filmed that here, we all had a whole lot of fun. It was pretty good time.
I presumed it was you yourself, but that's nice to know it was you guys. Okay, now though your games are quite new and abstract, they do have quite a classic charm about them as do platformers that quite do. Is there any games that you yourself or Twisted Pixel find influential at all?
Oh yeah, certainly. I mean, we're all kind of a fan of the old platformers and stuff like that. I mean, in Splosion Man in particular, Sonic, just the fast pace of that is something that we really kind of want to emulate there. And I think it's probably that may be the biggest one. And then Earthworm Jim, just kind of the personality that goes along with that is really a big influence.
Yeah, that's a blast from the past. That's a childhood favorite of mine.
Definitely.
Okay, now as a games company, you pack quite a lot of content into your games. So with all the levels and freebies like your gamer pitches and your premium themes, do you think that being so generous is one of the reasons why Twisted Pixel games are doing so well and your games are doing so well?
I'm sure it helps. I mean, honestly, making some gamer pictures or a theme isn't that much work for us, so we may as well, go ahead and put it out there for people, rather than charge a few bucks for it. I mean, we're not really going to make a ton of money off it anyway, so we might as well put it out there, let people, see it and enjoy it.
Yeah, I know myself. I've bought quite a few of the premium themes for the site, and the Explosion Man one is what I'm using at the moment, and it's better than anything else I've had so far. It really is. It's brilliant.
Awesome.
A question from our community here. This is from Maul in our forums. Is there any particular reason why you've developed your first two games on Xbox Live and PC only, and will you be releasing them on any other systems?
Well, I mean, initially, the reason we did Maw on Xbox Live Arcade is because Microsoft was the one that approved it. So we pitched to everybody, and they were the ones that liked it. And the same with Splosion Man. So Microsoft really is treating us well. They believe in us. So we're probably going to continue pursuing Microsoft, but mostly just because they seem to like us and they treat us well, and all that stuff. So not to say that we won't ever put them on any other platforms, but it's I think Microsoft has kind of been good to us, so we like it
Yeah,
that
you've
way.
definitely got yourself a fan base carved out on Microsoft Xbox 360. So, Okay, now onto your first game, The Moor, which was released early in January this year and has seen three pieces of DLC on the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Yep, that's correct.
Are we going to be seeing any more of The Moor in further DLC, or is there a possibility of The Moor 2, a sequel?
We don't currently have any plans for any more DLC for The Moor. That may or may not happen. One of the reasons for putting the DLC on The Moor in the first place is we had finished up development, and Microsoft was kind of sitting on it for a while before putting it out. So we're like, well, we didn't have another project signed yet, so we figured we might as well spend our time making some DLC. And now that then we started on Explosion Man, and we're actually starting on our next game already. So there probably won't be any more Maw in the immediate future, but there's definitely a chance for a sequel or something like that. We've thrown out some ideas, and we got some pretty cool ideas for what it could be, but nothing definite.
Oh, that's great to hear, though. This is a question from our community, and it's more about merchandise than anything. Count Yoda from our forums asked, will there be a more plush toy?
We've tossed around some ideas for doing those kind of some merchandise and those kind of things. There's nothing definite, but we've had a lot of requests for more plushies. So if anything, that's probably the most likely.
That's great to hear. I definitely want one of them. Now, Explosion Man, your second Xbox Live Arcade title, which was released last Wednesday as the first game in the second annual Summer of Arcade. As I've said before, I've got the game myself, played both a single player and the multiplayer, which I played with a group of friends of mine, sit on the couch, and it was absolutely brilliant. Time just flew by playing it. Was the multiplayer a central focus of yours during the development?
Yeah, we kind of put as much emphasis on the multiplayer as we did the single player. We knew that in order to make the multiplayer engaging, we had to do something that you had to rely on the other people, which is why you have to explode off each other. And that mechanic, it took a while to get that mechanic to work exactly right. But once we got it, we could tell it was going to be real awesome and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's quite fun, especially like timing everything right. With four people, it was a bit difficult because we had a little bit of a weak link, but it was really fun and did come together as we were playing through.
Awesome.
Now we've got a question from Count Yoda, and that was, The Moor was regarded as a fairly easy and calm game, while Explosion Man is regarded as somewhat challenging and a frantic game. Why the drastic difference in pace?
I don't think it was necessarily a conscious difference. The audience for The Moor is definitely we wanted to get kind of a younger crowd on that also, so we wanted to kind of do young people and old with that, and we kind of wanted that. We get a lot of emails from parents where their 5-year-old plays the game and loves it and that kind of stuff, and that's kind of what we were going for with The Moor. So it worked out well, and Explosion Man, we're actually surprised we ended up getting an E10 rating. We were expecting to get a T, so so we kind of made it a little more difficult because we knew it would probably be a slightly older crowd playing the game.
Now, our next question comes from Exu on the main site, which is, are there any ideas floating about for a possible Explosion Man DLC?
We've added support to the game for DLC, so it's all ready to go. We've not made any DLC, and that we're kind of, waiting to see, if people really want it and if we have the manpower to make it. I mean, like I said, we're starting our next game already, so if there's enough demand and we can have enough people to put on it to make it happen, we probably will. But like I said, that's not definite either. It's very likely that may not happen either.
Now, there is one part of the DLC that a lot of us here at Xbox Insider have been wanting. Is there any chance that if you do make DLC for it, there'll be a custom level editor?
I think that's unlikely. Because we have our level editor is like PC based right now, mm-hmm. So taking the time to make that an in-game thing would be quite a bit of work. So
game in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay, now the future of Twisted Pixel Game. Now I know on your website that you've posted at the comment about the MMO with a high-profile studio. Is there anything I can get at you at this point, or is it still strictly hush-hush?
Oh, that's still pretty quiet. But like I said, we will say that we are starting another XBLA game, but that's about all I can say.
Oh, okay. Okay, so will you be continuing releasing games only for the Xbox Live Arcade, or are we going to be seeing any retail games coming from Twisted Pixel?
It could happen. I really don't know. I mean, we're definitely open to that. You know, if we get the right deal and it makes sense for us, we're certainly open to that. The problem with that is, I mean, right now with download games, it's just as a small studio, the barrier to entry for retail games is a lot bigger. You know, in order to do like a retail game of the quality that we want to do, you know, of the scope of something we want to do, we'd have to be a much bigger studio than we are. At this point, we're better off kind of focusing on these smaller games that we can do, you know, really, really well. And then, you know, if something comes along or the right thing happens, then maybe we'll expand out to retail.
Yeah. It's Xbox Live Arcade is a great platform, especially for people starting out, but it would be nice to maybe see a collection of games maybe brought to disc eventually.
Okay, yeah.
But now, most people know that Project Natal was the biggest thing at E3 this year. What are your thoughts on the project, and will we be seeing Twisted Pixel Game release any games for it?
It's really interesting. It's very cool. I'm excited to, you know, whenever the XDK or something comes out that we can you know, play with that. I'd be real excited to see what kind of ideas we can come up with and what we can do with it. But there aren't any definite plans for anything yet. But it's definitely something we'd like to explore.
Mm. Okay, well, that's about all we have for now. Now, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Frank, and I hope you're all best in the future.
Thank you very much.
Okay, then. Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.